So the first question I'd like to ask you is, does the success of the moderate parties like Yashid Atid give you any hope for the peace process?
You know, it's as you know, it's very difficult to maintain hope, you know, because for the past, you know, we've been negotiating for the past 22 years now. But, you know, it was, I think the result was a surprise for everybody, including the Israelis themselves. So I hope that this would mean that there is a change, that there that a change, a positive change for the peace process will occur.
What do you think of Netanyahu as a partner in the peace process?
I don't think that he was a partner. I don't think that the peace process was a priority for Netanyahu.
Is there a certain sense of relief in the West Bank that the party Jewish Home didn't get quite as many votes as people thought it was going to?
Well, I think that in general, from what I've seen, people, Palestinians in general, weren't paying attention to the elections. Like even yesterday, I don't recall, I've been like some international, internationals asked me about the elections, what I think, and talked about the elections in Israel yesterday. But I don't recall any one Palestinian that I met yesterday that evoked the issue.
And just slightly more generally, how do you see the peace process panning out over the next few years?
Well, I hope, we're always hopeful that that any results in elections, that, when you have new people coming to emerging out of the elections, you always hope for the better, for a better result. You always hope for a peaceful settlement for the conflict. So you have to maintain hope, but we'll have to wait and see. We all had huge high hopes when Obama was elected for the first time 4 years ago, and that proved to be wrong. So I think that we have to wait and see.
Do you think that obviously Obama and Netanyahu don't have a very good personal relationship. Do you think that now Netanyahu's going to be in a more restrained position with the moderate parties, that might